الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ولا تنكحوا المشركات حتى يؤمن ولا أمة مؤمنة خير من مشركة ولو أعجبتكم ولا تنكحوا المشركين حتى يؤمنوا ولا عبد مؤمن خير من مشرك ولو أعجبكم أولئك يدعون إلى النار والله يدعو إلى الجنة والمغفرة بإذنه ويبين آياته للناس لعلهم يتذكرون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in this verse, in the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits intermarriages between Muslims and mushriks. So a Muslim woman or a Muslim male cannot marry a polytheist woman, and a Muslimah female cannot marry a polytheist male. Allah says, do not marry mushrikat, polytheist females, women who are from the idol worshippers who would make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until they bring iman in Allah. Actually, what had happened was, there's an incident that is mentioned in the books of tafsir. There is one Sahabi by the name of Mirthad, and some say Abu Mirthad. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him from Medina to Makkah to bring back some of the Muslim captives who were held there as prisoners in Makkah. When he came to Makkah, there was a woman by the name of Inaq. And this woman, in the days of Jahiliyyah, in the days of pagandom, the days of ignorance, pre-Islamic days, it is mentioned in the riwayah, كانت خليلة له, she was his friend. So she approached him, she came to him, and she said to him, Ala takhlu, will you not seclude yourself with me? Will you not give me some time where we are alone? So he says, listen, I was, in the days of Jahiliyyah, I was your friend. But when Islam came, falamma aslam, when the Sahabi accepted Islam, immediately the riwayat mentions, A'rada anha, he cut off all ties that he had with her. So he says, listen, now I am Muslim. فَقَدْ حَالَ الْإِسْلَامُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ Islam is now a barrier. It came between you and I. So if you want to marry me, no problem. I would come to Nabi, when I return to Medina, I would come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I would ask him permission to marry you. And when he returns to Medina, he asks Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for permission to marry this woman. And then these verses were revealed that do not marry mushrikat, do not marry polytheist woman, hatta yu'min, until they bring iman in Allah. Then Allah says, وَلَا أَمَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن مُشْرِكَةٍ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ That a woman, a slave girl, who is a mu'mina, a slave girl who is a mu'mina, who believes in Allah, is better than a mushrika, a polytheist woman, who is free. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ Even if this polytheist woman, her appearance amazes you, you like her, you are happy with her, but still Allah says, marry that slave girl who is a mu'mina, if you do not find any free woman other than a mushrika free woman. Then Allah says, وَلَا تُنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُوا Allah addresses the males, Allah says, do not marry your girls, your woman, to the mushrikeen, to the polytheist men, حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُوا until they, these mushrikeen, bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا عَبْدٌ مُؤْمِنٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن مُشْرِكٍ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكُمْ Allah says, and a slave boy who is mu'min, he is better than a mushrik, a polytheist male, وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكُمْ Even if you are happy with him. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ In other words, these mushrikeen and mushrikat, polytheist males and females, they invite you, they summon you, they call you to Jahannam, an-nar fire, the fire of Jahannam. In other words, this is actually the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits such types of marriages between Muslims and kafirs. Because, you know, nikah is actually based on what? Mawadda, mahabba, love and affection and mercy. That is why Allah in Quran says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً When a person gets married, Allah says that it is He who sets between you this mawadda, this love and affection and mercy. So nikah is based on that. And since it's based on love, a person may emotionally tilt towards the kufr and the shirk of his partner. And in that way he may go into Jahannam. That is why Allah says, these mushrikeen and mushrikat, they invite you towards Jahannam. But what is Allah inviting you towards? Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ بِإِذْنِهِ. Allah, He invites you towards Jannah. He invites you towards forgiveness by His leave, His permission, His will and command. وَيُبَيِّنُ آيَاتِهِ. He teaches you His ayat. Ayat refers to His ahkam. That is مَعَالِمَ دِينِكُمْ. The teachings of your deen. Allah makes it clear for all the people, for all of mankind. لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. So that they can ponder, reflect over these verses, and then practice. وَآخِرُ